Dieva. She's the CEO of Galactica. This is Technotopia.
Do you have an online or brick and mortar business? You know you need a website, but how do you build it yourself? You need a designer, a technologist, a web guru, a hosting service, right? No, you need our latest sponsor, Squarespace. All you need to use Squarespace is your own skill at selling what you love. Squarespace is the easiest way to set up a website I've ever used. I make a few dozen websites a year, and I've used Squarespace extensively since they started. They offer beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online, and the ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. They have built-in analytics that help you grow in real time and search engine optimization, which helps you get higher rankings. They have secure hosting, and they make sure you don't need to know a single thing about hosting before you start. It's as easy as pressing a button. And if you need help, Squarespace is there 24/7. I want you to try it. I really think you'll like it. Head over to squarespace.com/techno for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code TECHNO to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/techno to give it a try. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Technotopia, the podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Aliya Prokofieva, founder and CEO of Galactica. You're doing a space flight startup, isn't that right?
Well, actually, I'm doing a combination of different things.
Okay.
And, my main big idea is to build the first city in space. First, a totally autonomous city in space, which will be a compile of different space startups, which I'm doing currently. And my mission is more than just to make a startup, it's just also to make a space community and global space movement, which combines together different people and different companies.
Okay, that's very cool. So tell us about how that's going.
So at that moment, we have already compiled in our community, there is 6,000 of people from different countries. The majority of them are space engineers and space scientists, but we also have people who is doing architecture and design things about space city. And we are currently building our own blockchain platform for both collaboration on big scale space projects and also to make a crowdfunding and crowd investing in space projects which are concerned about space city. And another thing is that we have prepared a very special thing about human capital and human resources on this platform and about engaging people in this community and in this space city thing. Regarding technical side, we have made a preliminary design for the city and also conceptual drawings. And we have built also two technologies. One is 3D printer for space, and the other one is a new type of engine for to launch things into space, which will be quite a kind of disruptive technology for the current market. Further on, we are also doing an education project about space and building a prototype for space city on the Earth in Switzerland. We are building this.
Okay, so what does it take? What is it going to require to actually build a city in space? Is it just the money that you need, or is there more expertise that humanity needs to gather before we start doing this kind of thing?
At that moment, actually, I suppose that humanity has already expertise, and the thing is that the space topic and the space theme is very similar to the development of IT technologies. So if we speak two of us, like in the beginning of 90s or even in the beginning of 80s, everybody said, okay, like computers and iPhones, you're crazy. What is it about? It will never happen in this century. However, it happens. And then everybody now uses iPhones and all these gadgets. So the same thing is about space. Actually, we have already all the technologies and all the researches. We just need to combine altogether our forces to really start to do this. Of course, there need to be different researchers regarding new type of engines and new type of getting power in space. And of course, it's the nearest future, but it's already starting to going on now. Regarding the financial side, The main idea of our project is to gain together both money from the institutional investors, private investors, and crowdfunding. As I found the very interesting thing that there is lots of people from different countries which are really engaged in space topic and space theme, and which really wants to participate and to put their own money and to put their own efforts and put their own intellectual capital into this project. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture. It's kind of a very new idea to the market because it combines together both intellectual investments and money, financial investments.
How does an investor make their money back on space? I think that's one of the questions. Like, why wouldn't more institutional investors be just plowing money into these ideas?
The main thing is that currently in the space market, there are two types. There are either very small startups on the one hand, and on the other hand, there are big companies like SpaceX or Blue Origin who has big money behind them. And what we are doing is we are making the platform intermediate between small companies and big ones. And what we are doing is also combining, kind of making ecosystem for all of them. So when the investor came to our project, he could see different types of the project. He could see a short-term project which are connected to space. For example, 3D printers that we made, it could be also used right now for the Earth. So for the Earth solution, for example, to print some details or to use, for example, in automobile industry and to earn money like this way. And on the other hand, it could also be used in space. And on the other hand, the investor has also access to more long-term projects, but with more profit and with more return on his investments. And this is a very special model we compiled in our fund and in the financial structure. Mm-hmm. We have already made them preliminary confirmation for our projects and for the investments with three big institutional investors from the Europe and from the Saudi Arabia. So it's already backed with money. So the big idea is that it both could be a new type of investment access to space opportunities, and we are providing this platform also to make this solution.
When are we all going to be on? When are we all going to be on this in the city?
Well,
when can we go?
In our timeline, we have a first test capsule, so which will be both a research lab and the hotel. It will be in 10 years, and so it will be accessed for 15 people, and it's quite pessimistic terms, but we're supposed to make it even in 8 years. And the whole small city, it will be built in 18 years. Mm-hmm. But it will be already a city which will be accessible for 1,000 of people, and it's real, as we have already all the technologies on the table.
So you'll literally be able to go up into the space city in a few years?
Not in few, in 10. In 10, 10 years, you will be able to go. Huh. Yeah, and you will be able to use it actually cheaper than it's going on now. As far as you know already, the access to space now is very, very expensive, and the space won't be developed until we put this money, put this amount for space flights for cheaper. So the big idea for us and the biggest challenge is to make cheaper the access to space for both for spaceships and for cargoes. So
what's it going to take to make it cheaper to have people fly up there?
Well, it's a mixture of different technologies. As we have already tested our laser type of engine, which is a new type to launch things into space, and which is making really cheap heat. We already have a 3 times cheaper price for our test flights we have made, as we tested the engine already, as I have mentioned, and for the cargoes we have made it really cheaper. So it's also a question of the time and of the growth of the amount of flights. So we suppose that in 5 years, when we have like more cargo test flights and more flights on our launch vehicles, we will make like definitely 5 or even 6 times cheaper than it's going on now. And more and more, it will become even more cheaper. Mm-hmm. So the price that we want to make for the human test flights in 8 and 10 years, it will be around 1 million. But as now, it's 25 million, and it's crazy. It's a crazy price. Mm-hmm.
Why do you love this topic so much? Why do you want to do this?
Well, that's the most interesting question to me. As space, it's not my business, and it's not only my passion. It's part of my life, and it's part of me. People usually tell about me that I'm a space visionary, that I'm a space futurist, and I'm a kind of person that promotes space to the humans' hearts. Mm-hmm. And my love to space started, I think, even before I was born. And my life supposed to be connected with space, as my mom, she was a very well-known astrophysicist in the Soviet Union, and head and chief of different scientific researches which were made jointly internationally about space. So mm-hmm. I was born literally in space.
Okay. You're born into space, I guess, right? You're a space family. So yeah. So what does the world look like? What does the world look like in 20 years? Are we all in your space city, or are most of us in your space city? How many folks are up there?
For our space city, we have 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. So for the first city, and actually first city, it's a prototype for further development in the space, and to make more and more cities like similar to the first one. So in 25 years, I see that it's not necessary to buy a lot. One way here and to never, they could travel down. That we provide the space city artificial gravity, which means that we could provide very similar to the Earth conditions. Like we would like to build a similar flora and fauna, so people could feel themselves there very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest idea and the biggest challenge. As I suppose that space will be developed only this way, when people will have their very comfortable conditions of living. And further on, this space city has a very important also idea to put different production facilities into space, as currently the most expensive part is to launch things from the Earth to space, and the easier way is to produce things right in space. And the third thing that in 25 years, I see that I will have a big community of people who are engaged in space and in future development of space. As I suppose that space, it's not linked to one country or another. It's not only like, I don't know, United States or China or Russia, but it's it belongs to everyone. It belongs mm-hmm. to humanity, to planet Earth. So that's the idea of my community, to join people together from different countries, nations, and that everybody put his own impact and his own intellectual capital into the city and becomes a part of this both community and space city and future living.
That's going to be interesting. I think I wonder what the future is for international space travel. How are you avoiding the problems of borders and I guess all the research grants, etc., being particularly nationalized?
You see, that's also the thing that we are working on to change. As I don't like the idea in general that like nationalizing space. It sounds really strange because we are all already in space, and it doesn't belong to anyone particular or to any other company or government. So I suppose that the biggest challenge will be to like for example like the things that are connected with. With the internet, it doesn't belong, I don't know, to a Russian Federation or to United States. Mm-hmm. Everybody uses internet as a technology in general. So the same idea I'm bringing on about space, and this is a mission also of our platform that we don't belong to any other country or any other government. It's totally independent project which engages together the countries. As what I can see now is the biggest problem and the biggest challenge in space development that countries and companies are in competition between one another, who is going to be the first moon or the first on the Mars, and the biggest impact will be in the only way when they will join forces. So, for example, when NASA will with different companies will do together projects, and this is a possibility of our platform also. As there are lots of individuals and lots of small companies and engineers who don't have access to big-scale projects and who don't have enough resources to be in the competition, I know, with NASA, for example, or with SpaceX. But the big idea is to make this in collaboration, because collaboration is the way for future and for future development in space.
Okay, very cool. How can people join the cause? Where do you have to sign up to be flown up into the city?
You can sign now. So we are opening our test version of the platform in next few weeks, and I will announce this in my social networks and social media. And people could join just as a member or also as a contributor to this platform and to the city. And, of course, there are people who are just guests who can buy access and who can buy habitation space. And, of course, we provide a very special policy, so it's much more cheaper now than it will be in 5 years when the majority will be built. And if you are a contributor to the project and to the whole idea, you also have a shares in all this platform and in all this structure and organization. Of course, the idea of this is to make people to share their ideas and to collaborate. So we have different types of participation depending on what you want to do and how do you want to be in it.
Okay, so very cool. So it's Galactica. We'll put a link in there because it's there's a couple K's in there, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks.
That's
Leo.
You know, yeah, yep. The thing that I'm doing, it's a mixture between new types of social and community things. Mm-hmm. Technology development, financial instruments, and blockchain just to secure this. So this is a new big idea.
All right. Well, that's what I like big ideas, right?
I will be happy if you join us, John. And actually, what I share now, you are already, I think, a part of this because I share with you my ideas. So.
All right. Very cool. All right. I'll see you in the I'll see you in the space city.
Yeah.
All right. So this has been Technotopia. I'm John Biggs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them.
HappyFunCorp.com.
Technotopia is presented by your host, John Biggs. It was produced by Rick Barr of Bar 26 Entertainment at ricksvoice.com. It appears every Friday at noon, and we're always looking to talk to interesting people. Tweet at John Biggs if you'd like to join us on the show.